How far have you traveled in your prayer? Have you been able to journey out of yourself before? I know you have prayed for long, but have you for once traveled out of yourself? Have you ever traveled out of yourself? Or all you know are the things that go on within you. The last time you went out of yourself. And when was the last time you visited God and entered into the heart of the Father? When was the last time God shared with you what he wanted to do? When was the last time God shared with you his heartbeat and his heart cry? Meanwhile, that's where many live. Some of them, like I said, they don't know when last they slept smoothly. This sleep that you hit the bed and then you wake up by 8 a.m. Some people don't know when last they slept through the night. Because it's either an angel is troubling them, or God is troubling them, or something is troubling them. And that thing will stop them from sleeping. So when they go to pray, they say, Lord, please let me sleep this night. Please. Meanwhile, the reason you are able to sleep is because that man is awake. You don't even know what is happening in the east now. Most of you are not aware that your land is about to be overrun by the wicked men from the Islamic north. Most of us don't know that this prayer we are praying now may be to preserve this land in the next 30 years, so that your children will not have to run from this land or become strangers. The man ran away. So they go to the army to be trained and to be deployed into another army. And they are mobilizing them in this direction. And you think prayer is a casual thing. You don't know the heart of God. The prophetic destiny of this land depends on how many people can catch it as a body. Why you are praying and hoping God will answer? Why you are laboring, trying to assess God? There are certain men that God literally bamboozles them, troubles them, bugs them. Sometimes they are tired. When God is tapping them, they say, leave me, God, leave me. The angel touch them here. They turn it and cover their pillow. The angel will come back, touch them. If they don't feel it, after a while, the angel will bring heat and put heat in the room until they can't sleep again. Then they'll wake up. What is this? What is this? While you are praying to God, God is praying to others. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We have something to do. Meanwhile, you are fasting for 7 days. You are hoping that God will hear you. Meanwhile, God is troubling others to hear him. It's not because he loves them more. They enter there by the power of alignment. And when they went there, they discovered that God didn't have men. If you know how God is looking for men, you'll be shocked. Why do you think God came to use us? People like us, see how we look. Look at yourself for a second. You like this, God comes to tap you in the night and say, wake up. Any day God does that to you, cry, begin to cry. Because when you take a census of the land, there are over 400,000 in this city. Lord, how many people did you tap? And some nights you are the only one. Sometimes you are the only one. You mean you came to Abba and I'm the one you visited? You should be afraid. But when you become an intercessor, those visits will be normal. God was on his way to Sodom. How did he pass through Mamre? Why? Why? Why do you have to pass through Mamre? And he made sure he passed in front of Abraham. Let Abraham see him. Meanwhile, he was going to destroy Sodom. God wanted to whisper it to Abraham. The way you are, you want to gist with your friend. And if your friend have not come, your body is itching you. Maybe that day Abraham didn't appear in the court. God was hoping Abraham will come to the heavens. And Abraham was busy doing other things. When they finished the court session and they didn't see Abraham, God decided to pass and whisper it to Abraham. That's the level where some are operating with God. It's you that everything is breaking news on the internet. Some people are aware many times before. A story was told of how Jesus appeared to Rejoinder. I think Rejoinder. And then Jesus told him some things. And then when Jesus finished, Rejoinder didn't understand it. What does this mean? So he was going to ask Bob Jones. And when he came to Bob Jones, Bob Jones began to tell him what happened yesterday. That means when Jesus came to you, me and Jesus discussed that he should visit you. You are the one shouting, I had an encounter. Some people discuss with God. They now say, do you think we should visit Anneli now? And then another man is telling God, let's give him 2 years. What do you do with the ability of the spirit that is on your inside? It's the journey of relevance in the kingdom. Intercessors are lacking. And the reason is because the gospel that was taught in the last 40 years have enthroned self and selfishness. So not many can even as much as feel the pains of their neighbors, even in the natural. They say somebody died, say, yeah. They are crying in your neighbor's house, say, Kai, this person don't die now. May we rest. You are traveling, you see somebody else's car bashed. You say, if you journey into the heart of God and you know the things troubling him, you'll be amazed. Everything going wrong in this city is a burden in the heart of God. But God have not been able to put anyone on your shoulder because you don't know the economy of prayer. When you begin to travel in prayer, you'll be shocked that all of a sudden the lamentations of the people will become a burden. All of a sudden the marginalization will become a burden. All of a sudden many things will become a burden. It's even so pathetic that most times the things that trouble society is men in the secular world that takes it on their head. Why do you think you are many activists all around? Because their natural, their fleshly emotion at least makes them know that this thing is not right. So they become activists to fight against it without the help of a spirit. Meanwhile, we are praying here, we say we just incite and excite ourselves. What if you go to heaven today and God told you the reason I kept you in Abba is because I raised you as one of the people that will bet the borers in this land? Because I knew that in your day and time, her lottery will become the order of the day, so I sent you. What would you say if you realize you were sent to this generation and this territory? That something God planted on your inside was to change the government. He said, there is a man sent from God whose name was John. There are certain people that are sent to a people. But if you don't provoke that river, you will never journey far enough. Christianity is not a cliche. It's a life in the spirit. God will not appear from heaven to have an assignment done on earth. If anything wants to be done in this world, it's men that run the errand for God. That it is happening and you think it's just happening is a joke. Everything that happened, that you see happening in this world, somebody bore the body. A revival can begin and you say, hey, revival has come. And then you see many apostolic centers opening, many churches opening. You are just benefiting from what somebody has produced. When you go back into the spirit, you will discover that the reigning apostle is not the most ranking apostle. Because the reigning apostle entered into the harvest. The man who is more ranking is the one that labored to bet it. You can find peace in this territory today. And because there is peace, you are having you become creative about business. You are thinking of the business to do in the night. You are thinking of the business to do in the daytime. And you have become a millionaire. You are actually not so important to God. Because that peace came at a price. Somebody paid the price for that peace. That person who paid the price for that peace is more relevant in the spiritual. This is why we should not be carried away by activities. We should find out how things are done. The Bible said the children of Israel knew the acts of God. So they know when word of knowledge is accurate. They know when word of knowledge is from God. They know when healing has taken place. But they said Moses knew the ways of God. So Moses did not just know what God is doing. Moses knew how to get what God wants to be done. Done. If we begin to develop ourselves in the corridor of prayer, this is the direction where we go. This is the direction where we go. And I told you, there are 5 functionaries in this part. The first functionaries are intercessors. And I said intercessors are not just men of prayer. No. Intercessors have done business in the corridor of prayer. And they have graduated to a place in that corridor. When you begin to pray, you discover that you begin to journey in the spirit. Prayer is actually a movement in the spirit. Prayer is a migration in the spirit. It's not talking. When you pray for a while, for when you start practicing this thing and the prayer energy actually comes on you, you will notice that sometimes you are praying in your room. And after a while, when that energy overtakes you, the next time you open your eyes, maybe you are facing the wall somewhere. You were thinking in your head that you were still standing by your bed. When you opened your eye, you were at the door somewhere, or you were facing the window. Sometimes you even hit something, and then you come. Because you travel so much that you become unconscious of the natural environment. As you carry out this journey, a point comes where you reach a destination in the spirit. And I said that destination is the destination of bodies. So an intercessor is somebody who have traveled on the altar and have arrived where bodies dwell. You have not imparted people enough. That's why every day you are laboring how to survive. And the first way to begin to impart people is to take responsibilities in the spirit. As we are today, when we come to pray, we are actually supposed to be ambassadors of different kingdom responsibilities. So when we congregate, what we are doing is that we are generating corporate energy so that every arm will be strengthened. Somebody is supposed to be an ambassador of the business world to push back darkness from the market. Somebody is supposed to be an ambassador of the body of Christ. Somebody is supposed to be an ambassador of the land. Somebody is supposed to be an ambassador of the security system. So our gathering becomes the ecclesia, where keepers gather. So when we are praying, you are receiving legislation for the army. Somebody else is receiving legislation for the economy. Somebody else is receiving legislation for the family. So we will not need to go to one family and another family to pray for death, to pray for marriage. Because you came for that meeting, you are representing families. Because you are in that meeting, death will stop in the family. You came as a representative of family. That is how the kingdom is run. It's called the ecclesia. So our intercessory gathering is actually a place where we deploy God into every sector of human endeavor. You don't need to send a prophet to three families, go and do deliverance here, go and cast out devils here, go and get people. No. Don't we have ambassadors of families? Who are the men bearing of the family? Are they no longer coming for the fellowship? You don't need to go and pray for the fire outbreak in the Indonesia market. We have ambassadors that keep the gates of the market. So long as they come to the ecclesia, the market is preserved. So whatever the father wants to do, whatever troubles the father, is natural for that person to discern it. You should be troubled that something happened in this city you are not aware. It means you are still part of those who are doing the kindergarten. You are still learning prayer. You have not started praying. Because those who can articulate the body in the heart of God, when something wants to happen, God tells them. He said, will I do a thing without informing my servant? That's God questioning himself. Is he correct? Because this guy, through intimacy, he has come to a point where it's unlawful for God to carry out an action without telling him. That's where we journey to in prayer. So you are growing in prayer when you come to a place where God consults with you to do things. Things don't happen and you are aware when they happen. You know things will happen because God is depending on you to change it. Somebody called me from Otubo yesterday, said there was fire outbreak in the market. And he said, this thing has been consistent. We should pray about it. I said, something is wrong. If you are in that land and you see an intercessor and this thing is happening and you are hearing it on the news when everybody is hearing it, something is wrong. Because before that fire outbreak happened, in the demonic coven, they knew. Those in the demonic coven knew, and some of them orchestrated that fire. How come you, who is also supposed to be participating in that realm, you are not aware? It's the aftermath you are only aware of. These are the things that trouble us when we begin to pray. That something go wrong, I didn't know until it happened. And I say, I am in that territory. Something is wrong. Because when that thing wanted to go wrong, it troubled God. Why? His children will be affected.
In trouble God. Why? Because the peace and the decorum will be affected. In trouble God. Why? Because it will affect the purposes of God. So the moment God knew that was the plan of the devil, he began to look for somebody to stop it. How come you are not the one that picked that button? Because God wanted to stop that thing, and he was looking for a man to stop it. The reason is because everything God wants to do is a man that will carry it out. How come you were not the man that God found? How come you didn't know this was what wanted to happen? And because it troubled the father, you came and you passed the legislation and said it will not happen again. How come you are not aware? If these things become your body, when you come to pray, you'll be more conscious about migration. Because you will know that at every time God has a body, your job will be to articulate it. That's who an intercessor is. An intercessor is not a man that knows the laws of prayer. An intercessor is not a man that just prays. An intercessor is a man that keeps sync with the Holy Spirit. So he knows what God is planning. He knows what God wants to do. And what God wants to do is what powers him. This is the way of the Spirit. And this is how we become relevant. You can go to your job, your office. You may not greet anybody. You are not being rude. You are just trying to trap something. You are trying to, in fact, you can choose to go to work 2 hours earlier so that you don't have to come and greet everybody. You go and hide yourself. And then you keep that atmosphere until you come back to the meeting in the evening again. And when you come back in the evening, as the prayer begins, you continue from where you stopped yesterday. Because where the burden is at the end of the junction. And yesterday you covered 5 meters. So you will make sure you remain here till you start the journey again. And after 2 weeks, you will reach there. But some people will not reach in 10 years. Because they traveled 5 meters. Immediately they left the prayer, they went back. And tomorrow they come, they travel 7 meters. They go back, they return to the beginning. And the next day, maybe they can't even travel the 5 meters again. But wise men understand that intercession begins when they are able to articulate bodies. So when they cover 5 meters in the spirit, they know what it took them to reach here. They will do everything to remain here. So that the next day, even if it's one step they take, they move forward. And they will do everything to remain there. After 2 weeks, they will catch that body. The moment you catch the body, you stop walking. God begins to walk through you. That's when intercession begins. When you can articulate the bodies of God, and you are no longer the one walking, God is the one walking. That's what Paul meant when he said, I labor more than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God that is in me. He knows. You can't stone a man to death and the man gets up and says, let's enter the next city. Who does that? Something is at work in him that is superior to his will. And he said, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, but it's according to the power that is at work on our inside. Then something he has come. You can't do intercession until you are impregnated with a body. That's the first promotion in the order of the keepers. But many never reach there. So when we say you are not praying, it's not a bid to make you feel less of yourself. We are teaching you how to walk in the spirit. It takes labor to walk in the spirit. You may never be relevant. I was an orator from a child. But never relevant. At best, I became a clown. Nobody takes you serious. You can do what you are doing. You will impress people. People will look at you and say, Kai, well done. God is using you. God is using you. They will keep encouraging you, but you will remain there. God is using you. Nobody will invite you. God is using you. When they have a need, they will not consult you. Your neighbor will say, man of God, sir. Man of God, sir. But he will never come to you to receive the dividends of a man of God. But there are no body bearers. And the reason there are no burden bearers is because we don't travel far in our prayer enterprise. You know, sometimes for you to become relevant in the prayer meeting, you need to take a 60 days retreat first. That 60 days retreat will help you detach from this world. Because the first 5 days, you want to go out and check your phone, but the Holy Ghost has banished the use of phone. So after 5 days, that connection that ties you to WhatsApp and Facebook will cut. And then the next thing is hunger. And then God will cut that connection. And after a while, bottom. Because you are not used to staying alone for 4 days. And then you will struggle. After 10 days, God will cut that connection. If you are there, maybe after the 21st day, then you would have been separated from this realm. That's when you will enter into the assembly of the immortals.
And then they will welcome you and tell you, well, from the day you were born, what was real to you was actually the political corridor. But you didn't come far to receive the instruction, so they were waiting for you. Because it's on the mountain of God that we are instructed. Now that you have come, they will now tell you that for the past 30 years, the office of the governor have been manipulated. This is the sorcerer that determines who is a governor. So you now go and unseat the sorcerer. That's when you begin to exist. So when you show up, every time you lift your voice, you are fighting in the spirit. You are not just praying in tongues, you are actually fighting. And when you are fighting like that, the sorcerer will begin to pick the vibration. So it will become battle of energy. See all these Muslim guys you are seeing here. I'm not, you know, this is not a way to induce anybody into anything. We don't fight physically, we fight in the spirit. So this will not lead to arrogance or fight or tension. This will actually provoke us to prayer. Most of these guys who call shoe shiners, that's not what they are doing. Every evening they go to the mosque, they give them food. They are not sustained by what they are doing. But when you turn them into your, they need to go around the territory and cast spells. So all of them are little sorcerers. So when they walk around your place in the evening and in the morning, they actually cast these spells. They have the territory where they are assigned to. So the guy must go around that territory every day and chant incantation. Because what he's doing is that he's trying to veil the sun, to seal it with darkness, so that you will become blinded. You will not notice what they are doing. And you will remain until you will hear that Aban not, only the only live there. You don't know, then you hear that it's now answer quarters. And after a while they say they want an emir. When did all these things happen? Because they made you sleep. That's how they take kingdoms. So you are not relevant to the prayer meeting until you have also been allocated the territory. You have been allocated an assignment. Else you will come here and impress people. Why do you think when we pray, we are conscious of who is napping? We are playing. We are playing. When you have body, who told you you will know what's going on? When they are shouting the name of you, you can't even hear. You will not notice because you have left the hall. You don't grow in prayer because your time of prayer becomes longer. You can achieve that by discipline. And it doesn't mean you are growing in the spirit. You don't grow in prayer because you are part of a fellowship and you are consistent. You don't grow in prayer because you are excited when people pray. If we don't understand this, we will not maximize the things that are freely given to us by God. We will become sensual and emotional about spiritual things. Spirits are not moved because you are emotional. Your euphoria does not strike a chord in the realm of the spirit. Your excitement in itself is not potent except as there is a supply of the spirit. The supply of the spirit is what makes the difference. And when a man begins to grow, the measure of the spirit that he carries increases as he grows in God. This is why it's important for us to understand these things. And I was outlining them yesterday very casually. But if we don't grow on these cadres, we will not have the stature to change things in our world. And the reason we are here is because God is depending on us to make this realm become an expression of his invincible kingdom. We are not here for the formality of it. The first time God placed the man here, he says to dress the garden and to keep it. The idea was for earth to become a mirror image of heaven. In Genesis chapter 2 from verse 5, God had already decreed in Genesis chapter 1 verse 11 that the green plant should appear, the tree should grow, and every tree should bear fruit after its kind. But no tree appeared. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 5, the Bible told us why. He said the reason why no tree appeared was because God had not put the man on the earth to till the ground. So everything God has in the spirit, everything God wants to see in the visible realm, is the responsibility of man to bring to pass. So every spiritual assignment we begin to carry out, our first point of reference is not how we feel about it. It's the results they produce and the extent to which these results are consistent with the will of God.
If our prayers only excite us, if our prayers is only about time, if our prayers is only about the euphoria, and we don't find out to what degree they produce the will of God in our lives and in our world, we are joking. This is why, as beautiful as it is to pray and to pray long, as beautiful as it is to be excited about praying, most importantly is to know whether we are growing on this corridor. And if we are growing, what can we achieve after time? For example, if you are an intercessor today and you went home and your brother or your sister, God forbid, or somebody close to you fell down and began to gasp for air, can you draw and rely on your prayer to bring intervention? I know you've been praying for months, but just in case your mother or a brother or a dear person falls down and begins to choke for air, what will be your first resort? So why you come for your prayer meeting and you are done with your prayer and you are going home, an intercessor is just starting? The reason is because his prayer time is not judged by the hours allocated. His prayer time is judged by when the body lifts. So an intercessor can stay on one prayer point for 3 months. He's not praying to keep time. He's not praying to keep a schedule. He's praying according to bodies. And sometimes I said that body can keep him down for 1 year. That's why it looks as if their life is not fast, because they travel with body. Meanwhile, the guy who is keeping allocated, you know, you can do your business from morning to night, and then you come to church, you yourself know that you actually don't have time for God. So the 2 hours, 3 hours you have in church, you want to kill yourself. You are trying to mark time. It's not necessarily because something is happening. You are just trying to play your part because you know you will not be around for a long time. I told us yesterday, I said, honor, the economy of honor in the kingdom is invested in service. A man cannot know the honor of a spirit unless he enters actively into the service of that spirit. And you don't serve a spirit by doing what you think is right. A spirit has an economy that powers his service. So it's not what you do that matters to that spirit. It's by what means you do what you do. When you carry out a function for a spirit, you can even be praying and the spirit comes and says it's not aware. Because the energy with which you are praying is your will. So while you are praying, if some people enter the auditorium, your prayer intensity becomes louder. Because the people need to know that you'll be man of prayer. So when the meeting finishes, they come and say, Oh boy. So those are earthly fuels. It will move that spirit. You can be praying to claim, to make a point that in this place, you are the one that inherited the prayer mantle. A spirit will come. You have prayed loud and long, but he didn't notice you. Your voice didn't appear in Zion. You didn't pass through the radar. Because what first spiritual operation is the Holy Ghost himself. And until a spirit begins to power what you do, you have not started. That's why when you pray, your focus is not time. When you pray, your focus is how to come into that crucible of intimacy where you can begin to mingle with the Holy Ghost and you take of him and you live by him, so that God begins to will and to do of his good pleasure through you. It's the way of the intercessor. You have not become an intercessor until you can articulate the buttons in the heart of God. See, spiritual things are hard. Make no mistakes about it. They are hard. I knew that I was a joker. See, when they want to organize program, they call me to come and make people laugh. I was an orator, I was a clown. Make people laugh. When you talk, they say, hey. One day the Holy Ghost came and told me, so this is all you can do. A veil opened, and I went straight for 40 days fasting and prayer. I locked myself. I didn't come out to talk to anybody. Don't worry. 40 days. I was there laboring in prayer. It was on the 21st day the Holy Ghost came. And that time the Holy Ghost came, that was when my activity began. So sometimes the prayer we pray here is actually is a launching pad. So your response to circumstances will not be the same all the time. Maybe 3 years ago, if there's a challenge, you are calling a man of God. But if after 3 years you are still calling a man of God, something is wrong. That means the prayer meeting has not impacted you. But this will only happen if you understand the corridor of growth as far as praying is concerned. And if you begin to check yourself on that corridor, you will know when you have moved. And then you will know what you will dare because you have moved. No, we dare things when we know that we have moved. When a man knows that he has moved in the spirit, he deliberately dare things. See, there are certain things you don't try in a meeting But when you receive an impartation or when you have moved, you can come for that meeting and try it.
When I went for Randy Clark's meeting and Randy Clark imparted me, he said, walk in the glory. I now came back and I didn't bother doing impartation. I will take my time. When I'm done teaching, I will now say, off the keyboard. Hi, this thing is noisy. Off it, off it, off it. When they off the keyboard and everywhere is calm, I'll now say, Holy Spirit, move now. I say, Holy Ghost, touch. And the same things that I used to do under high intensity, I saw that those things began to happen. I move further. And then I walk to somebody and say, look into my eyes. And then the person will look and the person will be slain. My brother, I began to demonstrate things. When you move, the results will bear testimony that you have migrated. That is what you do when you pray. When you pray, be deliberate. Study your growth pattern. Don't just be excited in the prayer meeting and say, yesterday we canceled 7 hours. The day before yesterday we canceled. My sister, watch what is happening within. There are some of you here. For you to fulfill destiny, there are many friends you must cut off from. Because every time you meet them, they dissipate your energy. There are some of you here. There are certain, you have to off your phone. Some people don't have any business with the phone. Because for 2 weeks, nobody has called them. Neither have they called anybody. They are just on Facebook and WhatsApp. Your phone is your grave. A grave is not always 6 feet deep. Sometimes your grave can be in your hand. You can carry your grave all your life. And you will think the day you stop breathing is the day you die. No, the day you handled that phone was the day you died. You were buried in that phone. How I wish God opens your eyes to see what he planted. He said he planted eternity in your heart. How I wish you know what you are capable of, that have been dormant in your life. How I wish the Holy Ghost can open your eyes this morning to realize that Abba has no future unless you rise. Enough of coming to church every day for religious sake. Don't come here to take attendance. God is not interested in that. When you leave, what do you carry? What do you carry to your world? Do you know what it takes for God to invest something in your heart? For salvation to be invested in your heart, God had to become man. Hung on a cross naked and died. Every time a spiritual substance is downloaded to your heart, death was in view. Something happened in the divine side. That thing you called fire, that you have wasted 3 times already in your life, you don't know by what means you caught it. Sometimes it took an evangelist 10 years of fasting and prayer to be able to deposit fire in your heart. And the reason God put that fire in your heart is because God wanted to carry it for another 10 years. But you wasted it. Because we don't know what spiritual things are about. Life will have no meaning unless men learn the art of journeying in God. Who told you your name is Moses and that's all there is about you? Who told you it's all about a former? Who told you? If we want to know you, we must find out the dimension that was captured in your vessel. And that dimension is your name. Every man will be named after his dimension. The true name of Zion is the dimension of Christ that you caught and gave expression to. That's why when we go to heaven, he will give us a new name. That name is after the order of your assignment on earth. Some will be watchers. Some will be judges. Some will be guardians. Some will be custodians. How many spiritual things have you wasted? Why do you think, look at the fathers, they have one message for 40 years. That to tell you is not a message, that's their body. Somebody preaches one message for 40 years, one. Billy Graham, more than 60 years of ministry. Jesus loves you. You don't have to die a sinner. Come, and he's talking the cross for 60 years. That man can't sleep. Every day he's thinking about lost souls. Because when he entered there, that was what they impregnated him with. Even the week Kenny Hagin died, he was organizing a faith conference. His heart cries for people to be able to believe God and to know that working with God is real. And the point came, he was living a fasted life. Normally we function with what is trending, because we don't have a place in the spirit. So when a new preacher is coming, everybody comes. They are looking for what he will do and receive impartation or touch him or touch here. How many times have you touched God? A man comes, you go and time. When the protocol are not watching, you run, you grab, you think you have entered something. Because you know you will run for 2 minutes and catch him. Go and pursue God like that. God has been waiting in your bedroom for 3 years. The same energy you used to hold the leg of a preacher, why not use that energy to chase God? Religiosity. As if I touch it, something have rested on me. Is that how the thing rested on you? We deceive ourselves. This is a heart cry. The worst thing that will happen to you is not to go to hell. If you go to hell, you will know you deserve it. The worst thing that will happen to you is to go to heaven and discover your assignment was supposed to make you sit on the throne, yet you will be in outer darkness. You will go to heaven and God will tell you, in your generation, there were 5 of you, and you are the only one I put in Africa. That means before you left Africa, the impact of your life will resonate in Africa. God may even tell you, though you were born in Africa, I sent you to Europe, but you never made impact. And then they will show you, this was supposed to be your throne. You were supposed to sit next to Apostle Paul, because you are the second in succession. You are the second. What Apostle Paul did lasted for 100 years. I needed another person after 100 years to continue. But unfortunately, when the angels came to your room, they were troubling you. You didn't respond. You now remember that 6 months where every day you came home, you wanted to pray. But that was when your friend came and said, have you watched Prison Break? And when you finish Prison Break, they say, did you see Kyle XY? When you finish Kyle XY, they say, Criminal Minds. And then you diffuse that energy watching season. And then as you finish Criminal Minds, you now enter Big Brother Niger. And through Big Brother Niger, you became demonized. And you found a boyfriend. And immorality ended your destiny. And then you hear a young man say, those days, when I was on fire, those days, you are already dead. You are already dead. You are just not aware. You are not aware. You are already dead. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? What it means is that if your business threatens your walk with God, stop that business. It's a radical statement. It is a radical statement. Anything that stops or threatens your walk with God, stop it. That's what he was saying. He said, what can a man give in exchange of his soul? When God manipulates the cosmos, manipulates man to impregnate you with a dimension, you waste it casually. In the equation of the divine, you have become a swine. Because he said, do not give precious things to swine. They will trample on it and turn back at you. Every time we fail to manage a spiritual thing, what we said in the spirit is that we are swines. Because being a swine is not to be a pig. Being a swine means you mismanage spiritual resources. Pray in tongues. And this time, don't distract yourself. Journey in God. Face God where you are.